Gene Austin, and we're coming back in again. Can I get my screen back up? Yeah, just about, yeah. Okay. And we've been dealing today on the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're treading along on this fairly gruesome agenda, but somebody has to do it, on SSRIs, vaccinations, GMOs, fracking, and Agenda 21, which we largely cover. And later on, I've been saying it for a year, but trying to get to a different time of day. We want to do a special program every week, maybe in a few months' time, on mental illness and depression, and this whole thing of SSRIs, and how there are alternatives available, like Dr. Bill Deagle has. But the saying here, we've moved on to fracking and earthquakes in Pennsylvania, which is one of the most stable parts of the United States. Obviously, there's a lot of coal mining there over the years. But while the earthquakes felt 2 weeks to be felt by humans, up to 5 earthquakes were recorded in Lawrence County, Pennsylvania, about 50 miles north of Pittsburgh. In April 2016, the epicenters of the quakes were registered within a 5-mile radius of the gas and of the gas well pad owned by the Texas-based Hilcorp Corporation. Fracking-induced earthquakes, which are common in Ohio and Oklahoma, have never been recorded in Pennsylvania, which is the nation's number 2 natural gas-producing state. What a combination. As a result, Pennsylvania is taking steps to monitor and address seismic activity caused by fracking operations. Sarah, should you have the phone number if any people have anything to add to these subjects? It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And it says earthquakes caused by zipper fracture. When the DEP, Department of Environment, I presume, when the DEP warned Hilcorp of the increased seismic activity, the company immediately suspended all fracking operations for an indefinite time. Spokesman Justin Furness said the company is currently reviewing the DEP report and has no plans to resume drilling activities. He added that they will continue to work with the state to address future concerns. Fracking or hydraulic fracturing is a process where millions of gallons of water, along with sand and chemicals, massive, despicable chemicals, are injected under high pressure into a well, shattering the shale rock to free the natural gas. At the time of the quakes, Hilcorp Corporation, who were doing the fracking, was using technique called zipper fracture, where two parallel horizontal wells are simultaneously drilled next to each other. Then again, these names that crop up here. One of the spokesmen, Seth Epeco, chief of well plugging and subsurface activities for the DEP oil and gas management program, explained that when the drilling site is too close to the layer of a basement rock, earthquakes may arise. And you're damn right they do. He added that compared to other areas in the state, the basement rock, they call it, is quite shallow in Lawrence County. Furthermore, he noted that fracking techniques enlarge the pressure zone near the wells, which can also be a shock-inducing factor. No regard for anybody. But this fracking is not needed. There's natural gas coming out of the ears of the United States and in Canada. In British Columbia alone, there's enough gas to supply North America for 100 years. This is an artificial market being created here. Since the earthquakes occurred, the DEP has addressed the issue of fracking-induced earthquakes to a list of recommendations for these companies. The list is a first step towards creating a stoplight procedure and an area-specific regulation to earthquakes. Well, I don't think earthquakes stop like a light switch. They cause subsidence and movements, and there's aftershocks as well. And nobody can know exactly what's going on down there. To prevent future quakes, Hilcorp has agreed to stop using zipper fracturing, etc. Really, well, this is a bit wayward, this article. Says, as stated by Ohio geologists, one of the 2014 quakes with the magnitude of 3.0, which is strong enough to be felt by residents, was potentially one of the largest earthquakes induced by hydraulic fracturing in the United States. So fracking and earthquakes, they go together, folks. Of course they do. And The other thing, again, coming up, it's a burning issue. This cell phone damage to people who are moving to this 5G. And it says, California government buried the truth about cell phone radiation causing brain cancer. Full text of one of a once secret document reveals how EMF, cell phone damage, penetrate deeper into a child's brain. It's shocking. I'm sick telling people, get rid of three things out of your house, especially if you've got an infant in the house. Get rid of Wi-Fi. You don't need Wi-Fi. You can get a Dovolo unit, which runs on a cable. Get rid of a roaming phone and get rid of the microwave. And then you have some chance, and hopefully you don't, fourthly, you don't live near a cell tower. But the definitive expert on this is that wonderful woman, Virginia Farver, up in Fort Collins, Colorado, whose sons died from massive brain tumor because there was a cell tower outside his room in San Diego University. And she's researched it very deeply. And in her own hometown of Fort Collins, I used to live around there in Denver once upon a time, they are pushing these smart meters, which give off massive radiation. I mean, it'll kill you. On top of that, the phone utilities are trying to introduce 5G, which they don't need to transmit by Wi-Fi. What they should be doing is fiber optic cable can carry all this stuff underground. I mean, it is vicious. But a one secret document, this is this California article about hiding the truth, a one secret document detailing links between cell phones and brain cancer has been released by order of a California court. That's amazing. Good news in California. Entitled Cell Phone and Health, the document was demanded in a lawsuit by Joel Mokowski, PhD, Director of the Center of Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley School of Public Health. What a mouthful. So click here to see the full document. Anyway, I would like this document to see the light of day, he's saying, because it will inform the public that of their concern within the California Department of Public Health that cell phone radiation is a risk, and it will provide them with some information about how to reduce these risks. Mokowski said the document said that long-term cell phone use may increase the risk of brain cancer and other health problems, and admits that the cell phone EMF can affect nearby cells and tissues. In a special warning section about children, it also explains the EMF can pass deeper into a child's brain than adults. Of course it can. EMF stands for electromagnetic field. More news about EMF at emfnews.com. According to the document, there is no evidence that the EMF blocking device for cell phones actually work. Well, if they're tested properly, you can carry out a test on that with a simple device, $10 device. I haven't personally tested any in my lab, so I can't say what this guy is saying. And we've gone off on a tangent there. California government deliberately hid this information from the public. California government actively hid this document from the public for at least 7 years, likely under pressure from industry lobbyists who have long sought to conceal the evidence of harm caused by cell phone radiation. But all complaints to Mr. Jerry Brown, a man who couldn't be bothered, asked to... who withdrew money and maintenance from the dams, including the Orville Dam, and look at the state of it now. And the people of Sacramento are at risk of that dam bursting. In the same way that biotech companies seek to conceal the harm of GMOs and pesticides, manufacturers conceal the harm of pesticides, and promoters conceal the harm of mercury in vaccines, and cell phone industry doesn't want any evidence linking EMF. Well, the cell phone industry have one massive black mark against them before we start. Lloyd's of London will not insure any public liability for cell phone companies in the United States or most parts of the world. I think they're self-insurers and put down deposits. They're not. Lloyd's did the research in this with Swedish companies and Ericsson years ago, when these companies used to tell the truth. But the Ericsson survey about 20 years ago was very, very accurate. And Lloyd's will not insure these phone companies for public liability damage for brain damage. In truth, your brain is under a massive chemical, electromagnetic and propaganda assault on a daily basis. Some of the many attacks of your brain include brain damaging fluoride from the public water supply, mercury preservatives in flu shots, pesticides in non-organic food products, EMF from mobile phones, Wi-Fi broadcast signals, fake news media propaganda and lies, massive, brain-altering medications such as antidepressants. That's the cocktail of things that people are involved in. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think it's 7 areas of your life. I'll just name them again. Your brain is under attack on a daily basis from electromagnetic and propaganda assault, including brain-damaging fluoride in the public water, mercury preservative in flu shots, pesticides in non-organic food products, EMF from mobile phones, Wi-Fi broadcast signals in units on your desk, fake news, media propaganda about all these things, brain-altering medications such as antidepressants as well. So that's... excuse me. If you can avoid those 7, you have a chance of living. Read the full text of the one secret California document on cell phones, EMF. Well, it gives the references where to find it. You can find this article on naturalnews.com. Divisions, it's called California Government Buries the Truth About Cell Phone Radiation. And it is dated March 3rd, right up to date, 2017. But cell phone and health. Cell phone, like other electronic devices, emit a kind of energy called radio frequency, EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Health officials are concerned about possible health effects from cell phones, EMFs, because some recent studies suggest that long-term cell phone use may increase the risk of brain cancer and other health problems. For those concerned about possible health problems, this fact sheet provides information about how to lower the risk from EMFs. It says here, what do we know about cell phones and health? Several studies have found that people with certain kinds of brain cancers were more likely to have used cell phones for 10 years or more, probably in their work. These phone engineers are posed with their ears strapped to a mobile phone. They're shockingly at risk. Most of the cancers were on the same side of the head as people use to hold their phone. Presumably right-handed. Although the chance of developing brain cancer is very small, these studies suggest that regular cell phone use increased the risk of developing some kind of brain cancer. Some studies have also linked exposure to EMF from cell phones. Well, the cell tower is bad if you live near a cell tower. As more studies are done, we learn more about the possible risk of cancer. It says, what are EMFs? EMFs are a type of radiation. They are created by an electronic device. Some devices, such as watches, create weak EMFs and are considered harmless. Others, like X-ray machines, generate very strong EMFs that can damage cells and tissues and cause cancer and other health risk effects. This is why we try to use use only X-rays when necessary. Cell phones make relatively weak EMF signals, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, EMFs and cell tone damage, it goes on and on and on. And the 5G system that they're about to install is just outrageous. It's going to fry people's brains. Here it is. Yeah, I have a next article up. FCC abandons safety, pushes untested 5G network on the public. This is February 20th by D. Samuelson. I'll just read a bit of this, and then we go on to this Muslim problem in Canada and in Europe. The scientific dictatorship marches on. And there's no stopping it. According to Tom Wheeler, the former FCC chairman under the Obama administration, who eagerly action to new spectrum of dangerous, politically deadly frequencies under the moniker of the 5G network. His press conference in June 2016 stressed that billions of dollars... Well, I saw that press conference. This is a vile creature, this Tom Wheeler. It's on YouTube. Look up YouTube, Tom Wheeler, FCC chairman, promoting 5G. Vile. Building masses infrastructure. His press conference in 2016 stressed that billions of dollars to be made by building a massive infrastructure, as well as the overreaching need for processing power to connect the Internet of Things, IoT, to the cloud. He also proudly proclaimed that there is no need for research, tests, studies, and rules whatsoever with respect to these new electromagnetic frequencies. Yeah, it exposed them for what they are, frying the brains of the population with 5G. Well, 3, 4, and 5G are equally damaging, but 5G takes the prize for destroying people. Wheeler's 5G announcement was made just weeks after published results of a $25 million survey from the National Toxicology Program, NTP, that exposes rats to carefully calibrated radio frequency levels intended to mimic the typical cell phone use of humans. Scientific America reports that the NTP National Toxicology Program researchers developed some of the strongest evidence to date linking chronic long-term exposure to smartphones and wireless devices with rare cancers is also in at least two cell types, et cetera, et cetera. But endless energy, endless evidence of how damaging they are, and this absolutely obnoxious push by these companies and state and local representatives who are paid off by them. And so the test on rats for cell phone damage, the rats were exposed from in utero, I don't know, after 2 years, in misspellings here, 1 to 2 years of age, every day for 9 hours. Both types of cancers that developed, glioma and brain cells, and different types of cancers have also been associated with human cell radiation exposure. You may recall the announcement concerning cell phone and cancer risk made in 2011 by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the IARC, a group organized under the auspices of the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, they're another suspect bunch. I'm not making this up, folks. All these organizations have been infiltrated and hijacked by the multinationals. Electromagnetic field, electromagnetichealth.org reports that in May 2011, the IARC classified the RF frequency from cell phones as a possible human carcinogen. Possible. Yeah, what's the point of it being possible when they know it actually? And this guy, Tom Wheeler, presenting a presentation of the 5G announcement made no mention of the NTP, so they really wouldn't, would they? But anyway, all these organizations wrapped up together to lie and attack you. There's no end to it, absolutely no end. But I mentioned last week about this guy, his smug creature from Canada. I did live there once upon a time. The political capital of the world, Canada. The Pardon Me Society, as I call it. It's virtually disappeared, like Sweden. It's going down the tubes. And this Trudeau has now become a Muslim. Justin Trudeau, and he said, this is Trudeau talking to Muslims in the mosque, "We will love you and we will stand with you." Really? Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that more than 1 million Canadian Muslims coming to grips with a bloody terrorist attack at a Quebec City mosque must know they are loved and not alone in their plan. We're talking about extremist Muslims, I have to say. Extremists, not Muslims per se, extremist Muslims. 36 million hearts are breaking with yours, Trudeau said in the House of Commons Monday, a day after 36 million, that's the population of Canada now, it's really rapidly increased in 20 years. A day after six people were gunned down at the Centre's Cultural Islamic Mosque in Quebec, at least 12 others were injured in massacre. Know that we value you. You enrich our shared country in immeasurable ways. I'd like to see a list of those immeasurable ways, I really would. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau received applause after commenting on the Quebec City mosque shooting. Well, that was a token gesture in Parliament. That's the same old stuff again and again. Trudeau reiterated that the attack on innocent praying peacefully was a clear act of terror meant only to sow discord and hatred. The Prime Minister also called on his colleagues to be the best version of themselves in the midst of such sadness. indeed. This is the country which is probably taking on this UN declaration that it is illegal to criticize Muslims. That's what's going through at the moment. Illegal. And countries can implement this if they wish. That's why the UN, as I did a program last week on the UN, is an absolutely despicable piece of tyranny. And Trump's plan to get out of the UN is spot on. And if, Steve Bannon has his way, they'll move the United Nations out of America into Canada. That's the ideal place for Canada. But anyway, the first break of the second hour, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Just for this short run down to the bottom of the outbreak, then of a 20-minute run, I'll read an article by Dave Hodges about the churches in America and lay off Muslims for a while. We're talking about extremist Muslims when we refer to these Muslim problems in America. But and then we go on to Katie Hopkins' article where she went to Sweden to investigate it. And I'll read it out verbatim, her article in the Daily Mail, when we go after the bottom of the outbreak. But your American church has become an instrument of global oppression. And he's saying here, in the annals of the independent media, it is well-established fact that unorganized and chaotic immigration practices are being used to undermine the culture of a nation's sovereignty right across the Western world. Unfortunately, the American church has become a primary instrument being used in the demise of our culture and sovereignty. Well, these are 501(c) churches specifically, who are muzzled by being 501(c) churches, who can't criticize the state and won't even speak up on abortion and such matters. Sanctuary cities is going on here. Phoenix is a sanctuary city in Arizona, or at least it was until President Trump told these cities that their federal money would be withheld if they continue to break federal immigration laws, which they are. And it's interesting that the deportations of illegal immigrants is limited to those who have committed serious crimes against the people of the United States, and yet people continue to protest the enforcement of our laws. I fail to understand, he says here, why this is an issue for any person to accept. Isn't a nation a safer nation if felons who are not supposed to be in the country are to be expelled? Although sanctuary cities will all but disappear. I hope they will. Churches will take up their function. I fail to understand what people are protesting. Are they protesting the fact that a government, people are trying to preserve, he's talking about sanctuary cities, the fact that a government chief executive does not have the right to screen immigrants for health and criminal background? Are they protesting the fact that we should not be deporting criminals who have a track record of endangering our society? Is America supposed to become the modern day version of the penal colony? Like Australia was for a while. And nowhere is this leftist lunacy more prevalent than in the American church, the Bible churches mainly. While President Trump is espousing America first, many of the American churches live by the philosophy America last. And he's saying a personal antidote. Said he was driving through downtown Phoenix last week and I saw a truck with the words Lutheran Church. In the subtitle beneath these words were the words Refugee Services. In other words, the American-based church was diverting the offerings of Americans and their members to the church to perpetuate the illegal sanctuaries of illegal immigrants. For the record, if a human being in front of me is bleeding, I will render aid. Without regard to the language they speak. If a human being without regard to country origin is starving, I will feed him. My Christianity is not bounded by national boundaries. Churches should and do have outreach programs to help those in need in order to grow the flock of Christians. However, what I found in this talk about Phoenix, Arizona, what I found is a cursory investigation was that my former church, a Lutheran church located in Glendale, Arizona, has greatly increased its contributions to refugee services while decreasing contributions to other programs, which would include severe primary American citizens, which would include and serve primary American citizens. In other words, my former church was playing politics with the contributions of its membership in order to support illegal immigrants. I have a major problem with this practice where I would render aid to a human being without regard to their demography. My former church is rendering aid in preference to in preference to illegal aliens, demographics, etc., etc. He said, I've come to the conclusion that the modern church is an instrument of the New World Order as the church has come to view itself on a global scale with a decided de-emphasis on the American needs. He said, I was raised on the edict of God, country, and family. That mandate has changed to less emphasis on the true word of God, to no emphasis on country and a decided global view is being forced upon today's churchgoers. And it said churches have become enemies of the American people. The birth rate in America is 1.8 and we need 2.1 to maintain our population. And with these immigrants, some of the birth rates are 3.5 and 3.8, I've read recently. Anyway, at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Okay, we've got a 20-minute run-up to the next break. I want to read this article by Katie Hopkins, who's a very courageous Daily Mail journalist. She's only come into journalism recently. She's done many things. She was on The Apprentice with Alan Sugar and that, but she's a pretty tough cookie. But she speaks the unavowed truth of what's going on. And she absolutely knocked the living hell out of a couple of CNN reporters during the Trump campaign, calling them what they were, the Clinton News Network. And they let her go on, amazingly, and she knocked the living hell out of them. She's a tougher version of Kellyanne Conway. But she went to Sweden. She was invited by women's groups in Sweden to go there, and this is what turned out. She says, where females fear to tread, Katie Hopkins reports from Sweden, the Scandi-Lib paradise, where terrified women have vanished from the streets and a conspiracy of silence and self-censorship on immigration buries the truth. And she says, I didn't come to Sweden for the riots or because of Trump. In fact, I was supposed to be here in December, but was blocked by an airline strike. I came because I was asked repeatedly. Swedish women reaching out by email, by letter to me, to quickly show me what has become of their country. I show the photograph of her speaking to women on the street in Sweden. And it says, a town in Sweden called Ringkeby. KBY is one of the few no-go zones in the city of Stockholm, a suburb of Stockholm. This is how This is home to many of the Swedish migrant population, and it's where police clashed with rioters last week. It's a they also have the fact that dads writing that they were worried for their daughters, tweeting that Sweden is not the place people imagine it to be, that young girls are scared to go out at night, and during the day as well. A news feed filled with reports of the rape and assault of Swedish young women, some inexplicably streamed live on Facebook by the gang as they attacked. Other reports filed quietly away in a box marked unmentionable, the rape of a 14-year-old child by an unaccompanied minor immigrant who later bragged he was 45. These immigrants who came in as juveniles and children, they're adults in most cases, and the naive people taking them in when they should. And the simple test is a dental test, and of course, oh no, that's political correctness, we can't treat people like animals, we can't carry out these tests, and this is the result. When Trump turned the world's attention to Sweden by clumsily referring to the effects of mass migration on what used to be seen as the most liberal country on earth, the country was ready and waiting to blow. He provided the touch paper to the explosive mixture of thousands of bored young migrants who were born into fighting and have brought the battle with them. Another thing, of 140,000 migrants, I think, in a part of Germany, only, I think, 3% have found work or wanted to work after 1 year of being in Germany. 3%. They don't want to work. They just want to attack where they've been. Fueled by the oxygen of publicity, they performed here last week in Rinkeby. This is the migrant Muslims, nicknamed Little Mogadishu, looting, rioting and burning out cars. While liberals countered with accusations of fake news, the right highlighted the chaos caused in this town, where 90% of Rinkeby residents are foreign, mostly recently arrived. 90% in an enclave, a no-go area of Stockholm. Rape statistics were shared and widely interpreted. Either Stockholm was the rape capital of Europe, or the increase in sexual assaults was a mere statistical anomaly. And look, if you turn the graph on its side, you will see the numbers are actually falling. But in words of polarized news, there is still have to be some truths waiting to be told. Even if they are only observations from a single white female with no security and suffering fatigue, and I found it all, she says here, and I found it all here in plain sight for anyone to see. If they are listening, if they can stop taking pictures of burning cars or reinterpreting rape statistics to suit their agenda. One young girl, 27, let's call her Lucy, is now terrified of going out alone. She lives near a busy shopping centre which draws migrants from no-go zones, and dreads her walk to work and home. Under the bridge near her flat, a gang of men gather all day and all night. They have easy access to her up a stairwell, little by little. Like little billy goat Gruff, she turns across carrying her safety spray and says, oh, these women are carrying pepper sprays to protect themselves. She goes on, she knows the latest rape case by heart, quotes them to me, rape cases, plural, and the words tumbling out, a long line of horrible happenings. She is waiting for her turn to be added to the list. She can't tell her mum, she doesn't want her to worry. Her apartment was broken into last week in the middle of this girl was referring to was Lucy. Get my screen back up, sorry. Okay. Her apartment broke into last week in the middle of the day. The burglars took her laptop and her car keys, and later her car. The police told her they were too busy to come. Really, Stockholm today. She doesn't want her picture to be seen now. Not in case the migrants attack again, but because the feminists will come after her and hound her as a racist for speaking out. Excuse me. This is the duplicate thing that's happening in America and Sweden. These so-called feminists, what kind of people are they who should be defending women who are being raped and saying, oh, you're racist if you report it? I mean, what is going on here? This is fascism. It's coming from the left. It used to be Joe McCarthy in the extreme right, and now it's coming from the left. political correctness, new age freaks. It is not in case the migrants attack again, but because, so she just wanted a picture taken, not in case the migrants attack again, but because the feminists will come after her and hound her as a racist for speaking out. The migrant men scare her, but it is Swedish women who have silenced her. I saw it in action when I ran to the scene of an unexploded hand grenade in a bin outside a police station of an Ogo area near a mosque. I asked the police who the target was. They said they didn't know. I asked the Muslim leader of the mosque. He said he thought it was the police. The two women grabbed me and told me not to make this a Muslim issue. I have to say they did it. This is about the police, nothing to do with migrants. I wondered if they weren't missing the point. A bomb and a bin. She's not writing this very well, I have to say. Within 12 hours of my landing in Sweden, an asylum centre was burnt down. Arson suspected. A hand grenade was planted in a bin, either for the police or the mosque, and another hand grenade exploded, injuring one in Malmo. Well, Malmo is now a Muslim town, a Muslim city. Whether the noisy stuff matters or not, it's open to debate. I'd argue this is madness. I am in utter disbelief that this is Sweden in the 21st century, a country idolized for its ultra-advanced ideals. She goes on to say, showing a picture of a deserted railway station platform, and women in burqas. A camera for the Swedish equivalent of the BBC. A cameraman for the Swedish equivalent of the BBC asked me why he had to be politicized at all. Why couldn't it just be that someone put explosive device in the bin? I looked at him and wondered which one of us was mad. in a no-go area, a hand grenade in a bin. Well, who do you think is doing it? Later, I went back to walk the no-go suburbs, ending up back in the center of town. A week earlier, this place was torched and looted as the world looked on. I wondered, she says, it's Katie Hopkins speaking, and I wondered what was strange besides the weird calm, and realized it was that I was the only woman in the place. Everyone else was young, African and male, speaking Arabic, hanging about utterly without purpose. She goes to a women's group to talk to them. Frustrated, I asked a few of them what they were doing, what was the point, what would they ever achieve by standing around. The mum in me was furious. F off, she was told, you white woman whore, and other obscenities, and proceeded to demonize what they did to their little white girlfriends. The next morning, I went to a local women's multi-faith centre to ask where they all were at night, and they stayed indoors. Why is a country proud of its equality that they were trapped inside? I was ready to blame their religion, snarling at a regressive regressive ideology which keeps women in the kitchen. But that was okay, part of the story. I have to say she's not writing this very well. One lady explained, there is a strange moral code here in Stockholm. You are much more exposed to crime if you are not a Muslim. These boys think they can take everything from a woman who is not wearing hijab, or at least covers her hair. Another Bessie woman told me, we don't go out on the streets here after dark. It is too dangerous. I have lived here 25 years and it's gotten worse and worse. The situation now is so tense that it's impossible for me to go to, say, the supermarket to get some milk. Parwana, a Christian lady, blamed the mosques. It is because all of these things they are teaching in the mosques, they are Salafists. I don't know what Salafists are. Just like ISIS. They should close the mosques because that is where these kids have learned these violence. But one thing that they all agree is that they do not go out. This is the women they met in women's groups. They do not go out because they are scared, Muslim, Christian, young and old alike. Just like Sweden, Lucy is trapped in her home by fear and worry about their children, too worried to tell their own mums. I felt like these ladies comfortable in each other's company, but here but horribly alone at home. Once only four speak Swedish. The rest rely on their Arabic tongue even after 25 years. So this is a mixed group of women you're talking to. I left saddened that in a country of proud women's rights that leads the way on maternity and female equality, pockets of life like this exist. Well, it's all over Sweden. But Sweden, article didn't work out as well as I thought. But Sweden is dead. It's finished as a country. I don't know when they're going to wake up. Some people say Sweden is gone. It's finished, totally finished as a country. But another shocking horror story from history to do with religion is mass graves. It was always suspected there was a home for unmarried mothers in the 50s in Ireland, in Tuam in County Galway, and a lawn area in front of this now disused home, now shut down many, many years ago. They reckon there are 800 infant remains of children that were born and were just left to die. And this is in a Catholic care home that was in the 1950s. But that's an emerging scandal from Ireland, from the tyranny of the Catholic Church in the early, in the years gone by. And a shocking thing, and everything. It's a matter of if the government will allow this piece of land to be excavated, but modern technology of scanning has produced images that there are possibly 800 deceased infants buried at this so-called care home for young women who were demonized for the stigma of being single mothers in the 1950s. And it's yet another shocking scandal. We'll do more and more of that over the weeks. But just get back to the German hot situation, which I'm hoping the momentum of Brexit and Trump will continue. The German Socialist Party surges ahead in Germany. EU threatens fines for failing to take in refugees. This was a fantastic and pretty good. One of the great documentaries on YouTube that RBN highlights this, and John Stackmiller, was Brexit the movie, showing the horrors of why Britain should leave, and they're all the right reasons why Britain should leave the European Union. But also there was one done by a BBC journalist. Brexit the movie was not a BBC, that was crowdfunded. But after Brexit, the fight for Europe, and it's pretty good. It's up there still on YouTube, and it's on RBN, the videos section. But Martin Schulz, the hardcore German socialist who wants this collective state, super state, to be built in Europe, and they want their own army, by the way. Well, this army was before to be a mini army, and it was to be a rapid response unit, which was to put down uprisings in Europe. That's what it was before. But it's got such a grip now, as highlighted on that the Italians voted against Renzi, and 60-40 not to give the state any more power. And then we have the Dutch election coming up on the 15th of March as to whether it'll be, Geert Wilders, who probably do very well, but they've launched a vicious trumped-up charges of racism against him, trying to put him in jail. And also, then we have on the 23rd of April the big election in France, Le Pen and I keep forgetting his name. They come up, the two will go into the final round and then the German election in September. So the landscape of Europe is going to change very rapidly this year. Plus, 10 other Eastern European countries have elections, and they are up in arms about what they're discovering, what they've joined now, the European Union, and are closing their borders illegally. So the background of Britain negotiating with the European Union about divorce terms are going to be, you have to dismantle 9 major treaties, it's not easy, and about free trade and controlling our own borders. The European Union have shocking problems, shocking, unbelievable, but it's going to be interesting, it really is, but expect a lot of viciousness from the European Union to try to sabotage Britain. But there's one good documentary out. This may sound academic. It's by Richard North, and it's a 50-minute explanation of the complexities of leaving the European Union, and it's called Flexit, F-L-E-X-I-T, by Richard A.E. North. And it's on YouTube, and it's the best explanation of how complex this is. It would take 10 hours of documentary or otherwise to explain, but he does a fantastic job with Christopher Booker explaining the best options for Britain in a very complex situation. And still the remainders are chipping away at here, and Tony Blair coming back up, and John Major trying to root that we made a big mistake and there should be a second referendum, which is a joke and a half. And then we have the Scots kicking up hell. We want another referendum on Scottish independence, which the other referendum they had last year was to settle it for a generation. But all this is going on in the background. And then there was two by-elections here in Britain last week, two Labour seats, and UKIP should have won one of them, and it didn't. The UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage's party, is disintegrating. But we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in 3 minutes.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back into the last few minutes today. And I know I've been skirting around a lot of mixture of stuff today. Sounds like a dog's dinner, I suppose. But just to finish up on Google's attack on Natural News and Mike Adams and several other people, they've now restored, I believe, the 140,000 pages of Natural News references on Google after a lot of people went after Google. And one of the things that Google want to be very careful about, and I've always said it, for 25 years now, different things, having worked for multinational corporations, etc. The biggest threat to any of these organizations and a monopolistic tyranny like Google is the boycott. And with this modern era of Facebook, the reverse part of the sword is if enough people are informed, they can boycott these people. And that's the one thing that'll pull them up short. But worse than Google is this organization of I have their name here who have got together to attack the alternative media, and so many things to think of here. They have, they're funded by George Soros and other people. Media Matters, that's their name, Media Matters. And they threatened Mike Adams, that offered him $50,000 if he would destroy Alex Jones. And all of us have pluses and minuses about Alex Jones in different ways, but InfoWars has been a major part of the Patriot movement, and Trump used it on his election campaign. And he's given interviews on InfoWars. But this organ of Media Matters contacted Mike Adams 2 weeks ago, threatened him that if he didn't do what they said, they would destroy him. Then immediately after that, Google, their partners in crime, came on and destroyed 140,000 pages of his references on Google. Now, Natural News has his own servers. He's fairly well set up. He's a very intelligent guy. And it's one of the best websites on the net, on the internet, for health and what's going on in food, the multinationals, the pharmaceuticals, and vaccinations, and all those situations. It's the best combination ever. You won't get better. But they've withdrawn it now. They've pulled back. But this attack is going on, and there's alternatives to Google. One of them was set up by my guy called the Good Gopher, G-O-P-H-E-R, goodgopher.com, DuckDuckGo, D-U-C-K-D-U-C-K-Go.com, and Bing.com. There's plenty of alternatives to Google. And one of the things this Trump administration had better re-establish, like, he's pro the military, pro big business, and deregulation. But one part of regulation that needs to be beefed up is the Monopolies Commission, whatever they call it in America. It's been weakened in Europe, it's been weakened in Britain, and this merger mania, which has got us to this situation, it's an outfall of what Reagan and Thatcher believed. They took it too far. Reagan was a reformer, I give credit for that. And Paul Craig Roberts was one of his great reformers within his administration. But this thing of market forces being let run riot, Google and GlaxoSmithKline and all these people are a direct result of that. These people represent a tyranny, an absolute vicious, vicious tyranny. And they have to be put in their place, and it's part of the war we're fighting on RBN and the alternative media. But anyway, I hear the music again. Slightly disjointed program today, but we hope to have an interesting guest next week. But anyway, we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.